Mitchell Town Planning Commission, Tuesday, April 27, 6 p.m.
Thank you. The man gave me the thumbs up. That means I'm going to call it to order. So this Tuesday, April 27th, 2021, we'll begin our meeting. And what we'll do is we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll read that out if you'd like to stand. And then after that, we'll have an opening prayer by Aaron here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our Father, Lord, we are grateful to be here today and to discuss plans of the future. We are grateful indeed for the blessings we enjoy. We thank you for the community, the heritage that we are able to support and sustain. We're grateful for our relationship we have, and we're grateful to meet together as citizens engaged in a work towards the common good. Father, come and give you thanks for these blessings and ask you for our spirit and your help with God in our direction. We can just pray for them and Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Aaron. For the rest, we have Gary Slovin. He's our town water operator. Doug Beardard, a member of the commission. I'm Adam Peterson. I'm going to chair the meeting. Jason Miller, a member from the town board, also on the commission, and then Dennis Boss coming in. And Dennis is kind of just keeping us all in order. Before we get too far into this, we're going to have presentations from the Larsons and Sistansons. And while they're presenting, I would ask that you hold your questions until they're finished. Allow them to present. If you do have a question, let's just write it down. And then we'll take turns. And then, even if there's public comment toward the end, if you have time, we can involve that as well. So, we'll move to item two with the preliminary presentation of Mayfield Estate Subdivision Phase 3, and we'll turn the time over. How's that feel?
Well, basically all we're here to do is to take the part Phase 3 as per the original plat map, which includes the 18 lots. And we plan on doing it with the agreements that we made with the city when we formed the estate. And we do it as we agreed with the city. So basically, when you're done, you're blessed to continue on what we've already agreed with. And other than that, I know we've got things to work, things to change, things we've done, things that we didn't agree to on the beginning of this, and maybe there'll be some things that we still need to do. But that's the way we're feeling about it. We need to grow, the town needs to grow, in my opinion, and I think this subdivision is an excellent subdivision. I think I don't think there's anything that anybody needs to be ashamed of, like the table is, so I say it's a big blessing. So,
I'm saying exactly what you got there. The growth and the continued full control growth that was the idea behind it. And going on this, this was the agreement that was made with UDOT on the state entrance, the town, everybody worked together. It's been a very unique development. It's part of what I've been into is this is something more like a partnership than a development with the town. So we've had to look out for several interests, several things as far as the town went. All the way through this development. That's what I've seen in the foreseeable future with this, is the same type of growth, the same type of thing. That's what led me to the investment in it 13, 14 years ago, whenever I bought Dave out and a few of the other guys out and became a partner in this. Since then, it's changed a dozen different times. There was an opportunity some time ago that I could have sold my interest in it in a New York minute, and after living in the community this long, I didn't think that was the best idea for the entire town, the community, everything involved. to bring in a big developer or anything like that. So that's what brings me here, is to, you know, kind of move the investment along, move the thing along, move the project along. You know, if it's not growing, it's dying, and we want to continue to grow up in the pace of which we've got. We can't control the pace, but at the same time, I foresee it doing about what it's been doing all along. Do you think that's I think we're poised for a good development. Good people, good things are staying in town. I think it's brought a lot to it. It brought us to town, and I sure do like the town. I'm very thankful that it brought me to here.
The families that we have brought into this state, we are never going to have to worry about that being a foreclosure community. We have solid families that can pay the bills, that can contribute to our little town. It is not a dead-weight community. It's an asset.
I'll be honest, I just look at Mansfield and think there's not a chance in hell I'm going to live there.
For real.
By the way, when Dale and I just moved to Mansfield, it ended up coming to, we ended up with two homes, and I told him I'm not going to Mansfield because I tell you what, we'll put them both up for sale, whichever one's sold first, we're going to have to live in the second one, it's not going to keep paying for two homes. We didn't need a Mansfield house listed, and it's sold, so I will go and move to Mayfield. Grateful for Karen and for Adam, because your guys are good, because ours are renewing. It has been nothing but a blessing since then. I look forward to, there's a lot of excitement for people that are looking to come to the community, more younger families with kids, very successful families, and I look forward to watching those types of families continue to come in, to continue to watch childhood friends, you know, keep acquiring and be able to create their future with more girls around them.
So the next generation kids coming up here. So the bus stops are full and some of the streets are full, and it's pretty neat looking place. That's pretty darn neat. I kind of like the neighborhood over there.
Okay, we're gonna move to a comment period of this meeting where we're gonna ask maybe a few questions of the company.
Okay.
And so, Dennis, are you okay to start first?
Yeah,
I'll turn this.
I don't have
time. What the time limit?
And I don't have a lot of questions. I just, you know, I just want to tell you guys how much we appreciate the fact that you were so easy. I was on the handy when the footprint for Clark was Dave and Bill, and you guys were awesome to work with. I mean, I apologize if you're kind of a mini pig, you know, and we had to learn as we work our way through this thing, and we still are. I mean, that, when you say this much, when we kind of throw a break on a little bit, it's not because you guys or any of the designs in your faces. I'm trying to catch up and look for the future for the next development or whatever, and make sure that we, you know, have everything and all adjustments and all that stuff. But you guys have been great to work with. You came to us basically and said, hey, we live here, what do you want us to do? And that meant so much to us in the community, put so much pressure off. For my pressure developer that was like, oh, you know, staying on the door, when it's going to happen, and you guys are patient. And you've done an amazing job over there. And just, yeah, we're probably proud of you, you know, as many leaders, and you've acted on the property, or at least the developers. It's, you know, wherever y'all people say, oh, these states, you know, like these states. Yeah, the states, I'm part of that, you know. I for the planning process and stuff. And that's really great, you know, when both sides are happy with the outcome and no one's embarrassed or upset. Like you said, you guys were still a guinea pig for subdivision, so, you know, be patient with it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm not going to disagree or have any concern with anything you guys mentioned, of course. No, I think one of my questions is, as far as, like, as I go through, you know, some of these requirements, as far as, like, landscaping and some of these other things, as far as enforcement goes, is there any, we need to make any amendments as far as, or changes? It seems like some of these things have not been enforced as far as like requiring landscaping and stuff like that. And so I'm just curious going forward how we, if you guys need help from us as a town council or what we can do.
The greatest example. So what you're going through there, we have to take into account for drought years, we have to take into account if a guy got his lawn done and or his house done in July, and we were rationing water at that point in time, it was hard to come in so you have to put your yard in before you can get your final inspection.
Right.
We had to make some variances of that kind of stuff. We've been trying to have I'm going to call it good neighbor policy, of not having too much pressure, but enough where we went to, there was one homeowner and another garage there that was a concern with some of the others, and I figured my house plan, so there you go. You need a house plan, modify it, do whatever you want to do, but we need to get this thing done. He came right along with it. We've had a few things to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's only, if I'm not mistaken, there could be, there's one homeowner that maybe two that aren't. Was an elderly couple, and I don't have the heart to go knock on the door and say, hey, just put your yard in. I keep the weeds down, it's out of the way. It's not an eyesore by any means. So I just, from my standpoint, I don't want to make that call. Now, as far as when they come in to get a building permit, if they know what the CC&Rs are, what the expectation is, if they're getting that permit, that would be a great backup. I mean, that would be an excellent tool to put inside the box. We can control square footage to a degree. We can control the setbacks. We can control a lot of these things as we're getting started. But actually putting the blade of grass in, it's pretty hard to do unless you have an all-out HOA that says this is what it is. You're going to have snow removal. You're going to pay $300 a month. You're going to get these benefits. I don't know that I'm ready for that, the town's ready for that, or anybody who lives is ready for that. So we try to keep that in lifting times, I guess you'd say. So it's a 300-home community, so, you know, I don't want to get out there and knock on the door and say, hey, the garage door's open, you know, close that. You know, things like that. And taking into account the residents that's there, what we're doing here. Conditions, drought conditions, water conditions, what's going on.
Okay.
That was kind of, to have a little more teeth to that in the town would be great. You know, to have the second reminder would be every day.
Well, that's great feedback and information. It's kind of things I've always kind of wondered. I didn't know if there really is anything that can be done, you know. So.
But there's so much enforcement you can do. When somebody can use a property, I mean, they do have a right in that. You know, as a homeowner, things like that. We just encourage it along, and is that always the easiest, the path of least resistance I found so far.
So, in the future, obviously, as the number of homes grow and the community grows, obviously that's going to become a larger problem and issue for you to deal with. As the manager, more properties you get, the more problems you start to have. More enforcement is going to be required when you look into the future and basically come up with a plan for this as it starts to multiply and become more.
That was why I broke into Hazen. So you only have the control as it went down through. Once it's sold out and it's turned over, there's not much I can do about it at that point. But it's broken into phases, and you hope to fill that phase before the next one starts or gets close to.
Trying
to be 400 units at the top end, you have to hold that job, 70 or 18, that's manageable.
Yeah.
Most people are pretty understandable, going back to what they report on the property.
Every law file will get a form with all the things that we require, and they'll have to agree with it in writing. And if it's 81, you can look at the form, and we, you know, come to some kind of conclusion on the form. We got one putting good on it, and I want to know.
I don't have any questions.
I can interrupt. I'm really easy for the zoning commission that I need right now. Could you just give me that paper again? And someday we need to give a zoning commission here, I think you said, you know.
I can sign off.
Here's what it is. This is from your developer. You need to be aware of these requirements and so forth. And that is really easy to do.
You know, Dan, we saw a lot before. We had a copy that the CCNR has made of environment, title companies, where they went through it again and it was fresh. Okay, this is a minimum square footage. This is what you should do on the outside. And, yeah.
So that part of me, my opinion, is that that is very easy. Either higher than the outside. Then you can have a contact number. I'm sure they know your number. You can have a contact
number. Any other thoughts, new Dave? No. I've gone through it. I'm excited for the development. So it's just the progress and everything like that. So I have no problem with that at all. I think I'll probably go over like our general plan, you know, kind of cross it, but it seems I don't see anything.
Okay. So for me, the few questions that I have, they deal with. So right now, you're kind of in charge. You're the person who makes sure the square footage is met. Is that how that's been agreed upon? You four make sure that happens. And then go ahead and deal with it.
Usually, it was gone through the realtor or the thing like this. And it can be amended some, but in the language of that, we can make a 50 square foot, it's a 1450 or 1950 or wherever it is
that, yeah,
to fit there. You know, all house plans are quite created equally. Some people
have a very lot. Yeah.
Custom home or a lot or a difference that way. But we try and enforce that at the time. So it's right on the front of the road, right there, through the closing, through the title company.
Sure.
As they come to get the permit, there's three or four times that we're going to kind of be reminded of exactly what that is.
We could also have some kind of sign off on it, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We could have one form that came through that everyone, by the time the checklist hits at the end, is the back page.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, as I read through some of these documents, I'm going, you guys are making some pretty big promises here as far as all conditions, covenants, and reservations set forth in this declaration of restrictions shall continue to remain in force in modifications provided in the article. That's legalese. But I'm sitting going, how in the heck are you going to make sure that somebody doesn't live in their garage for 5 years?
You can't.
Yeah.
I mean,
the
one of the biggest issues is you can't.
You know, the people that are living there would not want to live in the garage for 5 years. Because if you can afford to build over there a mile
lot,
I don't think you're going to live in your garage. I don't think you need to worry
about
it.
You would have thought.
Right. There'll be circumstances, there'll be curveballs, there'll be things. That's part of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so that I love the idea of having a really good understanding between developers, the company, the town. And then, to some extent, there's a third entity in this, and that deals with the Mayfield Irrigation Company. And it's especially a thing when you're working under a governor's declaration, we've never been this dry before. We're in a tight spot for water. And we're talking about moving forward. And right here it says, all lots will have the option of Mayfield Irrigation Water Stock. It's listed as an option. And I go, okay, what for how long? Say I bought a house or a land in 2003, and it's 2021. So let's still have that option, even though I have a
first lot buyer has the option.
First lot buyer has the option. And I haven't read that in here.
That's my understanding.
First lot buyer.
They don't buy a lot and then sell a lot and then we have to turn it to somebody else to buy.
So Bill, do you like that a document that explains your options or is it just open? Can they come in and buy it and make sure it's one
or on the name?
Or do you want to even get a number of shares that can purchase? But what are you doing now?
Everybody has the option of a quarter share.
Okay. And then if I want to bump that up to a half or a full share, is that an option?
No.
With a lot in at a quarter, and find the purchase.
But there's only enough water set aside for this development. Is the shares in the company go ahead and they put the shares in the water for 18 months?
Yeah.
So there's a quarter share for 18 that's available.
So when you talk first time buyer, I'm sitting there going, you bought your home from, who did you buy it from?
Brian Young.
So if he was the first time buyer, he didn't have to sell his water. I'm just trying to understand, would he have to sell? So if he's the first time buyer. Brian bought the lot, he got the option for the water.
He got the option to buy.
But he could have kept that water and not sold it to you? Or let's say he chose to not purchase water.
I bought your house, so then I wouldn't have the option to purchase by that.
Because you're taking the money.
In that scenario, I held the water on that for the house. So there was a contractor. He wasn't the actual homeowner. He was the contractor of it. So I subordinated the lot to the contractor.
Okay.
I held the water. He's the first buyer.
Right.
In that case, let's say like I bought the home, lived in it for 3 years. I never purchased a water right, so then somebody that bought it from me wouldn't have an option to purchase water right.
So they can from anywhere they want to buy it, wherever they buy water.
But your option is maybe closed. Is that the way I understand that?
Yes.
Because it's not first time buyer.
Absolutely. Well, we can't be giving everybody a quarter share of the house sale 3 times and then expect us to come up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No expectation there. Bingo.
this is all what we're talking about, but in phase 5 we have a bigger lot, how much water goes into those plants?
The agreement, the way I read it, we got the copy of it, I think it's quarter share.
Yeah.
In the agreement.
So that was one of the things when we set that up, we called them kind of state properties, and then it was 5 years, it was quite a lot. And it was more like to have a livestock property, someone's got a pasture and horses on the property, and the quarter share would do it for those livestock.
No, but I'll tell you, we're never going to be left face behind
I just wonder why you can set it right for those.
I mean, we're not being stolen on the house, that's the way it was set up.
Yeah.
That's some of my questions. Is this the last phase of that particular development, this 18-unit lot?
No, it's only phase 3.
So where does it go? I'm old, and I get back to the beginning of this because when I was in the town board, this came up, and Grant Hanson was in the town board, and he worked with the 6th county, and Grant, he got this done pretty much free, didn't he? All the work from the 6th county. Yeah, and so they helped, they came in kind of at a time when we needed them. And I really like the way it turned out because when I read in the news about horror stories where the developer promised to put 5 lots in and then now there's a big conflict over that and one thing and another, and this, to my knowledge, went in very smoothly. I think it's really the way to go because the town has control and the developer has obligations that they need it for their bond anyway. But that's the thing that bothers me, the only thing that bothers me about there, and that is that's called very limiting factor. And it's built into the irrigation technique where water in Mayfield is not tied to the land. So in some places, Charlotte knows more about this than I do, in tent towns where water, you've got to sell the water with the land, don't you?
Yes,
son. Yeah, and we're not that way. It's not so in the laws of the irrigation company to do it. And that's why I water is going to be, water is our limiting factor out here and will continue to be. And it's something that the town needs to plan on at least 10, 15 years down the road that I think is delinquent in their responsibility. And that is the availability of water there. And I know that with the nature of the country, that water can be bought and sold and it's not tied to the land, but there's problems here in town with people sell a water off, and then they end up just having a lot without water, period. There's a number of lots like that, I know of them. And so that's the only, and maybe it's just something we have to live with. I know the irrigation company that was brought up in their meeting, and we probably will, in servicing these areas for water, we'll want to have a different arrangement than maybe we did in the beginning, where maybe we can stay away from the streets and tear up the streets and sidewalks and everything with access to water, because the subdivision is an expensive place to make a repair.
So what?
Yeah.
And
so it is, and I would imagine it'll just be cooperation and the best cooperation with you, and the best way to put the irrigation lines in that will be a minimum of damage to the infrastructure that's already in.
Doug?
No. But that's.
I think Bill mentioned to me, I don't know if you saw that. The irrigation company intends to put the irrigation line at the back lot on this.
Yeah, we talked about that, and I think that you know, we live and learn, and we can make those repairs over there when we get a leak. When there's a cement sidewalk and curb and gutter and an oil street and everything, repairs become awfully expensive.
Yeah, that's what the irrigation company wants to do, and put it on the back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The other thing is that I kind of wear two hats in this thing, but when we built that irrigation system on that serves the same line serves both what we call a Spaniard, you know what I'm talking about. It's the land down that goes down, follows the Denison Road on down there to about the road on Dudley, that way there. And then it goes to the ridge out to nearly to 9 miles. But when that was engineered, it was engineered for pretty much the shares of water that was there and the acreage that's there. So when you put the water in that already was allotted to that farm into the houses, why, that's already been calculated in. It's already there, but in water, we've made a rule to protect the people that put the water in, and their acreage is the fact that the ones that not left shares of water to them that's more than what was originally engineered for. And we're getting close on that. We've only got just a few shares left to do that. the water that you've got there that belonged to Evan Peterson and that acreage was defined in on that. But that connects to the whole thing about going beyond a certain number of homes and the water that you can provide for them. That will be, because if you exceed that, then it makes it so other people that you just can't get the pressure, you can't get the flow of water. We could have designed that system and then added another 15-20% capacity in there, but you can't stretch the pipe. So anyway, that to me is something that has to be kept in mind in the future as to how much water can be transferred off from the town south or the old field or whatever. We're getting close to the maximum amount that can be transferred into that system. We're only the same as the few shadows in my college field. Does that get understanding too? So water, and then as we grow, why the other thing is another limiting factor is the sewer system, and that's coming down the road. It has to be, because your lots over there has only a certain amount of drain field in, and when that is left, why then there's a problem. So I would hope that we'd have a sewer system, but we don't. But it's in the future.
Yes, this development will help that along. It we're granted some things that
I think so, and I think you've got a compact group of homes there that could be served probably pretty efficiently by a sewer system not spread out. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a question, and I'm not going to be selfish by asking, but I realize the water is real. There's not enough water. But with that being said, I'm wondering why the city is annexing more property than the city limits to give you water.
Well, we're going to get to Garrett in just a minute.
Here's the problem, all the way around.
And before we do, there was a couple of comments from the public.
I'll just make one. In the year, as land comes in from the outside, it'll be, I would hope, and it's the same like with you, that they have to, if they sell, if there's another subdivision, if they sell lots, they have to make water available to the people of by the lots, and that's what I say. If you sell a home, I said, not that. And it's farmland and so forth, you have to make some water available to the people of Iowa.
So, okay. So, say somebody has a half acre lot on the north and south side of town.
Yeah.
Building lot for sale.
Yeah.
The current owner does not own Mayfield's irrigation water stock. What is going to be the city?
I think that's something that we'll have to look at very seriously.
Yeah,
what
we're finding
out. Because my opinion
is what?
Just run it
differently. Absolutely.
Those are different. We need to be blanket wherever
they're going. Absolutely, in the town. You treat everyone equally.
Yes.
That does go. I mean, almost every issue we deal with, whatever it is, the elephant in the room is the water. And it just, you know, I think we're at the point now where we realize that we need to step back and really look at, you know, not just your case, but I'm saying in general, really look at the water situation, especially now with the drought and everything that, you know, we're, you know, painfully aware of all that stuff, as you can imagine.
And I haven't read everything.
I think your point's well taken. That's right. In the city, the ordinance has never been applied to everybody. And everybody is treated the same.
Correct? If they have to have water, you're going to have a lot of loose rock on this side of town forever. It's true. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
There's going to be weed patches that we, you know, so I mean, there's a whole, it's a whole damage from that back there.
There is. And this is what's one of the things that's going to be.
Yeah.
I can't think of the deal.
And you
need
water,
yeah. Do you see maybe with some of these phases, or as we move forward, would it be wrong to consider a level of desert state, and maybe not so much grass or something like that, where we know we can only handle so much grass and water, and maybe that's something.
Well, the system set up on
0.6 watts. Well, irrigation.
And you, a word often of what it is. So you take your,
yeah,
for a half acre, so you take your footage of your home out of that, we're right on, right? I mean, and we are telling people, let me tell you one thing, we tell people, when they buy a lot, they'll say, well, what about, do you have to buy the irrigation water? No, you don't have it, but good luck getting it if you don't buy it now, because there is not water for sale.
Right.
I mean, how many times do you get people calling, Amanda?
You know, and I totally agree with you, and that might be the time to say, make it through your home on Sunday, and you get those 30 minutes of water. Because that's the reality we live in with a quarter share of water, depending on how many births you have. I know where I'm going to be on Sunday afternoon, making sure I'm trying to hit the spot.
I know where my kids are going to be on Sunday afternoon.
You have a job for me.
This problem isn't just in April. This is going to be statewide all the way along. And you're going to find more zero escaping. You're going to find new ideas, rules, things that are going to evolve into this.
Absolutely.
Today, I don't know that you find that luxury with us.
Yeah.
10 years from today, I think you'll see it statewide.
There's a lot more of it starting to come in, and you get, honestly, older couples. The one yard on the street that has no yard, that's what they're looking for is the zero. We don't know it yet. But that's what they want, and I think, you know, like I say, we're starting to see a little bit more of that. One of the newer homes in Stage 1, they went to a zero state, which turned out beautiful with the home. So I think you will see a lot more of it start coming through, and as you start to see it slowly pop up in the subdivision, it will grow. I think that will grow in the subdivision as much as anything.
Oh, I'm in the back.
So, you know, obviously, one of the things that I'm thinking about as a town council is our ability to deliver, you know, town water, particularly when people plant it and they're like, oh, we're just buying this water down here. Can we get another year that maybe we don't have water, town water? In which case, we have to ask for alternative water to help supplement. Now, I know that we have the capacity for that, but sometimes we're not operating at full capacity. It takes 1 to 2 years ago. And so I'm kind of wondering, if we don't have water for people's expectation of what they want to do for those yards, for the, you know, if they don't have town water, they're not offering the irrigation. I would hope to see a heavy promotion of buy the share of water, or try to do as much geocaching as possible. That's what I would hope to see, so that there's less pressure on the infrastructure of drinking water. And culminate. The next thing, that's what I'm saying. I hope we could do that. I would hope that the land or the water that needs to be tied to that farm, that needs to be able to be covered. That's what I would hope for. It's still tied to it.
It's all tied to it.
Perfect.
That's great.
We have no intention of it.
About what capacity right now the home in the aircraft, what percentage of them have that water cycle in the lot? Do you know?
I believe it's
100%.
Is it 100%?
Yeah.
Great. When it comes to irrigation rules, as far as irrigation, I'm not sure if I have the infrastructure there,
I believe every landowner, to my knowledge, has got water.
Yeah, every landowner. I don't think there's one that opted not to buy water. Because it's explained to them, you know, I mean, this is an account where you can go out and say, hey, now I can afford to buy a quarter share.
I'm not sure that the guy that lives in a brand new house, Kitty Corners, from every kitchen, was not that one.
They're
one of your kids. Yeah. They're all
get
together
here. Yeah. Oh, okay. Right now, if this was built out of 100, you've got 100 watts to that whole cover. 96?
I think you're 80.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Anyway, my son was 81.
Let me just go through the scenario. Basically, if it's 88, and you put one to share, everyone was lost. That's close to share. And I don't know how many shares were on the farm before, but I think the capacity in the system would deliver close to shares to that acreage that was originated on the farm. So I think that part's okay. But Bill and I talked earlier, before he ever mentioned the subdivision, to try to work out a way that we could gradually get people, and I asked about requiring them to buy it, and he said, well, you wouldn't have to require that every building from any town has a share of, quarter share of water with it. So that's something that the town has got to consider as well. So I think the irrigation water, I think people make it work. I don't, maybe I'm wrong in my calculations. I think the pipeline that serves the North Field has more than 20 shares on that farm before they divided. Is that kind of assumption?
Yes, I'm not sure. I think there was 30 some shares.
Okay. So we should have in the capacity of the pipeline to deliver what they're going to require if every lot had water at 22 shares for that whole country. That's the causes of thinking about water, so it might be a little bit half a little off, but
Well, you've got the estate there, but you have other options over there too, and then the box water. For instance, Travis Good put that home up there along the mill. Well, that's on the north side, so, and there was room for it, so Travis Good has extra water there on his lot. So they transferred, I can't remember how much, and some maybe a share or part of it. I know they transferred water up into that place. And so that, again, that comes off the shares that it was originally built for. And so there's more than just the estate that's involved in this, and it's all
that's a very good point.
If you put more shares of water in there than what was engineered for, then I don't get enough water pressure to water my crops. And so all I'm saying is that's a factor that we have to work with.
Right.
And coming back to what we talked about, you know, so that's why I like the estate the way that went in. Because if you get people that right next to the town, or the lodge, and annex them, I'll have the town annex this in, and I'll sell building lots. And that's All I'm saying is we look at this in the future, you say, wait a minute, you've got water, you need to have some water available for the people. That, I would think, is a reasonable request when they take farmland that's got water dedicated to it, that they make water, at least what we consider the minimum, available to people if they sell a lot. You know, I don't think it's any more than that. So.
I probably shouldn't have been in this, they're all going to climate government. But what if, okay, so we're offering that water, you buy it up front.
Yeah.
What if, I don't know, maybe the city ought to, the council ought to put together a rule that says, okay, if this lot has water, when you sell it, that water has to be sold with the property when it transfers.
I would like them to look into that.
I would like to know what the
irrigation got there. I don't know if you have that power.
I think that's the way it works.
Split it up and keep separate. We don't believe we can do so much. Well, I understand that too, but I think with the bylaws of the irrigation, that water is just like any other stuff you can buy and sell. Can I put one more point out there?
You did mention that the irrigation company is looking at putting lines in the back instead of on the street. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Would that require a change? If it is the middle of, you know, the back of the property, we need to create an easement basically that will allow, if you need to go in and redo a pipe, you need to put a something in writing where we have a gate at each back corner of the lot in order to access that easement. Because I'm just kind of thinking down the road, heaven forbid there be an
old one. It's in the revised plan.
Or it's in the revised
plan? This is an original of the start. I think that's right, Bill. The irrigation easement is on and in the revised plan.
It is not. We get the letter we submitted to the guys, and we would get the easement according to the setbacks that the town has. We can put it in the flat, but it's not on the flat that we need to get on.
Right, and this was the setup.
Yeah. The way the irrigation company would like to put the irrigation line in the back, property line within the town, which is 25 feet now.
Let's work that out, because what the easement that we have is 25, but I think we need to designate a 10 foot on each side just for legal purposes. You check with the survey to see that. The only thing we got in that 25 feet, they've already got 37 tanks and in fact, they got out density about 30 feet. Our ordinance isn't quite in compliance with the county health department.
Well, I don't see any reason why we can't. Whatever you feel like you need
let's
to have.
Let's do an
irrigation company. You have to have a new set of
ordinance. Let's work that. Okay, you guys okay with that? If I work with Bill, we'll figure out the best way to write that easement.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't want to affect anybody's property yet. I'm all about not tearing up the asphalt and the
cement. I have a question. On your gate for each property line, I was thinking more of like your size.
cleaning it right away as you get to the, like the sewer truck, and now you're going down to come in the side and you come on the house rather than
So I'm just thinking about you because I know what you go through in fixing litigation problems.
Yeah.
And in order to get a back home when you're living in a back lot, particularly when people want to put buildings in, or how's that gonna look for you?
Saying that way, it's probably a pretty good idea to at least make a gate there on the back even a gate before we get to everybody's property.
Well, we just have a little bit of idea.
Yeah.
And that's how we're looking at the limit field. So while we came down one side of the property and stuck through the other property line to the other one, does that make sense? The main line is going down one half of it and then stuck underneath the property line to the back side property. So the guy that was behind us has got a service going underneath the property line. So went through there, so you have one affected side of it, but the 3 foot deep water line. I don't know how many backhoes are going to come into somebody's backyard too, unless it's a major repair.
Well, I don't want to get a line.
I just wanted to go back to water, and I'm on the town board also. I'd like to see, it requires that, like we were talking about, the corporate share be tied to each one of these existing and future 18 months. Going back to last year, they set us down on pulmonary water. We couldn't even, I for one do not have irrigation on my property. There is irrigation available on that line with her tenant that I should have a quarter share. But, here's a tenant. So we were using culinary water. Well, what if, say, half of these people don't get irrigation and they rely on the culinary to water their lawns and stuff, what's that going to do to our system? Some of our springs are drying up. We've got good news today that maybe we can put one of our springs down. Yeah, we've got the treatment plant out there with the need, but what's that going to do with the citizen water there? We add 18 more lots with future growth of however many more lots. What's that going to do? And that's not just my question. I've asked a few people here in town, where are your thoughts on this? Because I want to know what everybody's thoughts are, because I feel like I represent on the town board. Should I come up with an agreement that says, yes, a quarter share is tied to this land? And I agree, it needs to be through the whole town. I do agree with
that. That's not the way that phase one and phase two set up, and it's not the way that our agreements with the city have been made. So, that's something we have to, is it fair for phase one and phase two? Didn't get that option, and all of a sudden, switching in the middle of the street?
Well, I don't know. That was back in the day, but now we're in a severe drought, we've got it. And I'm going to, I'm just asking, is there something we can work out to make this work? And I agree wholeheartedly with the whole town. It needs to happen all through town.
So if you're looking for a city ordinance on irrigation with culinary water, outside of the other stuff I've done, hey, if you were going to irrigate with culinary water, it wasn't going to happen. That was frowned upon. That was the ordinance that was there. And that was what forced the secondary water that was available to be purchased at that time. The ordinance says if you're going to have a lot, you're going to have secondary water. If not, we're not going to put a sprinkling system in using the culinary drinking water.
So, what's the going rate in Mayfield for a quarter share of water? Can we put a number to that today?
That's what the real price of a house is.
I mean, honestly, that is such a how do we work forward with real with gold?
Well, that's coming off the end of the water for the share of the water they pay for. Let's see, guys.
I've never sold any water, so I don't know.
So when they say they want a quarter of a share with the property, is it a free option?
They do the last share that sold at $3,500 a share.
Yeah. Quarter share.
So is that standardized figure for you guys if they want water? That's the price of the quarter share?
I haven't cut down on the page of it to figure out where we're going to be on that yet.
Up
to this point, what are you charging for the quarter share on phase one, phase two?
Two was $3,500 a share.
One?
One is probably, I don't know for sure, I haven't read from that, so not quite.
This is standardized price.
Probably between two and $2,500.
Probably no one complains about that price.
Well, it all boils down to the way the city council treats it or your laws, we can't force people by law. That's what I'm going to say. The only way that you change the views as a town council is you have to have water with the ground.
I think
the us as developers cannot force that.
Is that something we could tie to approving building lots in the future? Because that would kind of help solve the problem with lots that are already existing in town that don't have water. You know, if someone's going to divide up land in the future, and if we're going to approve lots, then we have to tie it to water.
That's really the thing is availability of water. The same type of land, it has to be available. If you're going to throw your lot here on 200 North and then drive, you have to find water to make available for that person.
Or is it going to sit there?
That kind of language. I don't know what the irrigation company and the city have together.
Yeah.
I don't know how to conversation for another thing.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead.
I think this issue of trying to build a permit for water, something how councils have to deal with, and working with the irrigation company, that maybe on this topic for this couple of days.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we need to be cautious and build. I think Bill's working with the city, trying to figure out a way to make it work. With the irrigation company, and we'll have to look at what benefits are. We might have to go out for some grant money to try to help expand this, and see what, and of course, Doug has got more experience than I do, but to me, this is an issue that is primary approval of subdivision, I don't think, but.
No, I mean, right now, you guys have more than ample water to cover the phase three, so it's really more than phase four of the water.
I've got a lot of these government, the irrigation company, and these families owning the town council might have to get together. Because I can't speak for the irrigation company, but it might be something we might have to get together and see some smoke.
As they did in the time before, just to buy laws and legal bodies and that.
Gary, if you had some thoughts.
Yeah, so, anyway, if you look at other towns and stuff, what they've done is some of them look at all the vacant lots in town, and then they run an analysis on how much water it would take for all those lots. Then they look at if they have excess water, then they look at adding without requiring water. But if all the lots are full and they don't have excess water, then obviously, they need to find the water. And as Charlie said, it just makes sense for annexation to include irrigation water, I don't know if there's a rule that, if the irrigation company can say all lots in Mayfield town city limits, the water will be property and keep the sales separate. I don't know if that would count. So That's one point. And it does mention the limiting factor of the town growth is probably limiting water. And if you look at the use, indoor use compared to outdoor use, it's about 2-1 for outdoor use to indoor use. And so for every building or for every lot that includes indoor water and outdoor water, you kind of lose 2 other building lots if they don't have irrigation. Does that make sense? So, I mean, it's a huge tool to use irrigation water to help expand the growth of the town, to keep that limiting factor, you know, out their way, to improve the sustainability of the growth. And Mayfield is in a very good position right now as far as water rights. The town does have a lot of water rights. We are struggling a little bit with water source, and but it's improving. We did find that the lower springs were not surfacing fluid, so they can be added in. They will have that water will have to be boosted up to the tanks by irrigation pond. But that would be a huge boost to the town. The town has a lot of capacity with the park well. The park well is a very good well, but that water will have to be treated. If the blend between the springs and the well water isn't enough to bring it to high nitrate, to bring the concentration below what the state requires, then it has to be treated. And that's where the higher cost comes in, when water has to be pumped from the park well out to the treatment plant and then back up to the tank. And right now, the water is operating. There's not really money going into a fund to help future water projects kind of run kind of on minimum. And so if additional future water projects or additional water is required, such as park wells and treatment plant need to be used on a consistent basis, then the water rate will probably have to go up in the tank to cover that cost.
Cheap water in the back. Yeah, but when you talk about a water right, the town in the future is sitting in a good position. That's because we have the right, we converted, years ago we converted our, when we acquired the old companion, no springs in there. Then I attended a meeting and the state engineer, I asked him if they were saying we had to use transfer surface water to underground and everything. I said, how are you going to do it? He said, well, we don't know. I thought now's the time to move on that when they're confused. And so we combined our springs. And then the irrigation, from the irrigation company at the town acquired 2 feet of water out of the culinary, and that was converted into a water right. And so we have that to draw on. We have a water right. We have to spend the money to develop it. But we have a water right that the town can go considerably more. Considerably more. Yeah. So, thank you. What you guys do, the biggest thing that I really appreciate the most is you live here. You care about the next town makes up itself as much as anyone. And working with you guys is wonderful because we all have the same goal. And so I think as you move forward, the town has some things as far as the town board. They're going to have to consider. They may have to get together with the irrigation company and maybe look at some of the town bylaws as far as what they want to do moving forward. As far as the planning and zoning, as we take this all in, I just want to make sure that we have the most up-to-date information.
and that we're keeping our promise on the planning and zoning side and likewise, just so we're all on the same page. But I don't think that there's any glaring, you know, differences between what we plan to do moving forward with the town and how we plan to do that. With that being said, I know that during this time we haven't had motions to be made. The town council may have some things they need to consider that they would call the company back to. Is that the way you understand it, Mayor?
No, repeat that again. We want to, my purpose in going this route, okay, was to make sure we had a dialogue discussion, so if anybody has questions, we can say we reviewed it with the planning commission, we reviewed it with the town council, and the vote was to approve it. And so this is a legitimate pathway forward. So the people are going to look at it and say, well, why are you building a house if you're going to be short of water? But I think we've got a good pathway, I think we've got a good discussion, and so we just need to go with that. We do need to sign a plat, but we're going to basically, are you getting another plat done?
I will not do anything until we have a meeting to kind of see who we need to deal with the plat on the setbacks and everything.
Okay. I think for your purpose there, if you just put 10 feet on the back lot, so there's irrigation easement, then the city code will deal with the sewer and the other, because they're going to say the sewer well, I should say leach field, has to stay outside that 10 feet. They can't go closer to 10 feet, which allows the room for the irrigation work on 10 feet on either side of the property line.
You just want to end the easement for the irrigation.
For the irrigation easement,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be the way to go. Get that, and then what we need to do is just reconvene a short time of the road, basically, to take a vote. We need to have a public hearing meeting to take a vote. So, I didn't see anything that I saw in the plat that was different. Oh. And you said you were going to correct a couple of lot lines?
Yeah, the two lots, R1 and R4.
Is that on the north end, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
R1 is, the plat we give you guys, R1 was in it, and it's not supposed to be. And R4 is supposed to be in it, and it's not in it. So, we get them two lots.
I
talked to Ryan about it,
the engineer,
and he said that that would be his job to figure out the drainage and that, but he did say we could get some other options.
Okay. I just know that once you start going up the hill, more asphalt, more pavement, and more sort of better. I don't know how long we live in this farm to a cow.
It's something that he's aware of.
Different options. I mean, they have dry wells that are basically just manholes and holes in them and grass around.
And they just disperse whatever else is
going on. Which would be reasonable.
Maybe we ought to catch that water.
But the way he did it, it probably has to be in the park if you want a dry hole in the park.
Yeah, the dry well. The park, oftentimes the park, what they would do is create a little basin where the water would drop through.
Yeah.
And you'll see them in Salt Lake all the time. If you drive by the park, they're often reset below anything else. And all the storm water, whatever, will run through the park there.
They have to do those even on church property because hang the amount of water that comes off of us. The hardscape area, what they call it.
Yeah, the water developers will say you absolutely cannot run stormwater off the, your pond.
Could we put a discharge into that in the driveway?
Whatever it takes, I'm willing to work with it, Dennis. So, I don't know if we've seen any. Go ahead, man.
One thing they do have is they have a flash flood area, but then they have a blue dock that slows the flow out into a public storm drainage system, so that you can take most of it in a dynamic rainstorm, but then you might have a 20-inch pipe, but you put a steel plate on it, it's got a 6-inch hole in it. So that you can fill 20 inches of pipe, but the other guy, 3 feet, he can fill part of that. By the time they get all the parts, they fill 20 inches, so they shrink it down. So you can change some of it for a while, and gradually dissipate that out. So.
Gotcha.
That's all we need engineering in, but you know,
we just got to put what they call for.
Yeah, I'm sure I know what it's called for. I don't mind if you mean that too. It's something that we definitely need to make sure that everything's going to work.
So back to the two lots, Bill. Explain that to me one more time, because my mind is stuck on water for a second.
Well, for autumn one, okay, is not in phase 3.
And what phase will that land in?
45, that would be in phase 4.
So this will go to 4, okay?
And then 44 would be in phase 3. Not in phase 3.
Yeah.
That would be in phase 3, not 6.
Phase 6, not 3. 44 is going to go to which phase?
44 will be
phase 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, 44 is going to be 3.
Yeah, they just got the line.
Okay, yeah.
There's just one lot too far left.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, I'm not sure. So, refresh your mind on the timeline and development of the park. I've kind of forgotten since this.
I keep going on a dream that. We can either go with the city now or when we get the infrastructure, and I think it's going to be one of the city when we got all the infrastructure.
What I read, it seemed like you'd either go to the city and we can plant grass there, put a park, or what, at whatever timeline we feel we need to do.
Right? Correct. But that's up to you guys.
Right, whatever.
If we can just be first of the time.
We have options for water.
Okay.
Yeah, don't fall off out of those monkey bars. Okay. So with that being said, I don't know, I don't have any move to motion on here other than go ahead, John, you had a thought. Absolutely.
I'm just here to represent Tennessee City.
Okay.
You probably know Will, the spring in the well is watered down.
Yep.
Our concern is there's nothing to do with DFC like a risk assessment on that.
Okay.
And they give us a boundary on sewer systems and whatnot. And this is coming pretty close to the boundary.
Yeah.
So we're just a little bit worried about contamination coming from this new septic system.
Okay, so do you have any paperwork that accommodates that, or where is this?
That's our picture.
Okay.
So it's just on my phone.
And maybe you can send that to Amanda. Because that is something I know I've never thought about as far as leak and impact of your water source. Do we know how much fall there is from where your spring is at? As far as elevation fall, from where your spring is at to where the Mason State starts. John, who did you work through on that?
Stewart?
Yeah.
I don't think it's 4 days or 10 feet from the edge of the subdivision from there to the
spring. to the ditch. So there's a well that's right by those
We're not too concerned about the well, because the well is a pretty small boundary on it. It's way out there. Mm-hmm. The stream is a lot bigger. Like this boundary comes almost to Bill's house.
Where is your stream at?
That's part of water management.
You've got to ride around the town once in a while.
Yeah. You have to settle out at the end of every water year. Oh, okay. You did it right.
Yeah, I did.
So, thank you, John. That does bring up some things you need to consider. You've got to cut that down. I mean, that thing one to do is cover the issues in Central City, because they have enough to worry about.
Yeah. That assessment was done in 2013. I'm not sure how often you have to do that. Did you know what I mean?
I can't remember, it's
like
10 years or something like that.
So
it's coming up in the next couple of years.
But I know, this is a side note, there's another guy I was bringing down in that area, and he's had concerns with these plans, and it's come up in the past. People have sold property and had to have some assessments done on their land to make sure they're not getting impacted stream water, which is basically threatened to. So,
you know, I think Centerfield has a lesson for us all, Centerfield and Popayunas, because they have polluted the Chittenden water. They got a big aquifer right under, but it's so polluted. And you've got a very poor soil layer that has taken down the fertilizers, commercial fertilizers, not only commercial fertilizers, dairies that have been built on it, and so forth, and so they're really sitting on water that can't even be used for culinary water at all. The aquifer is polluted. That's why you're up in Mayfield, really. I don't blame that for it, but that's why you're up here. Yeah.
So, with that being said, there's some things that the town, you know, that I'll be able to work forward to, but I think we're going to get there. If you're okay, I don't know if you need to stay any longer. We'll move into some other business with another member of the county, unless you have anything else for us. Is this something we can hold on to? Bill, there's his voice. Our copy? Okay.
Do you want to go to the wrong one?
The stage is yours, my friend.
I'm just trying to figure out what the easements are and where to get power and gas. Water's already going through there. So my question is going down that bank, is that already municipal easement with the water going there, or what's going on?
Great question. What map do we have available to us, Amanda?
I don't know if
there's an easement
on
that. You mentioned
it. We'll
have to go a little bit. Is this to get power to your shop? Is this to get power? Is that what you're meant?
Yeah, there's actually a pole on the property that I own that is connected, and I could bring power from there, but I mean, to get gas through there, it has to come from the
This is Ben Kay with Gerald used to live right here.
Okay.
This is Ryan right here. So if the lane goes right down here, Carl's shop is right here.
So it's actually on the stick.
On the
stick?
Yeah.
On the...
Right here.
So, I mean, there's a power hole here, which I could come through there enough, but it's, I think it's a little further to go that way. But, like I say, I'd like to get gas back there too. So, they say old things to that. They don't know those, and I'm not sure who owns five now. I was the one that owned the car bought. And so that was the discussion, and this is where there's kind of an access down here, but we have a water line down there with the meter or a fire hydrant about right here, is that right?
Yes, and on your map in the Amanda's office, it doesn't show that fire hydrant.
Yeah,
so I don't know if it's a working fire hydrant, if there is a water line and there is a meter there.
Those water lines, all that stuff, that road down?
That water line there.
Well, if you look at the map in there, it looks like it goes right down the lane. That's where it goes down the lane.
It would like that for everything else next to the water.
It would. So, I think that this was 2 meters from this.
I'm not sure that maybe.
Oh, yeah, but this, yeah. This was owned by the picture, and then there's a real old house here.
Yeah.
There's a college stop there. I think there's a meter that goes to them, and a meter that goes to Victor Williams, and that's a couple of places like that.
Yeah, who can cut that meter off?
What's that?
Cut it off.
When you were looking at Albert Larson's land, did you tell him this is where it's dedicated to these months?
We'll be able to find out. I asked.
Who are we waiting on? Is that the county?
It's Title Company.
Title Company?
The reporter's office won't serve the easement for you. So I've asked Amanda to go to it. We'll pay for a title study to see what a couple of lots to see. In my mind, back from Stanley Devices, we were looking to buy a couple of lots.
Right.
And my recollection was that they said that each lot had to give half the road and they had to develop the road. He didn't do it this time. So we're trying to figure out. And we met the other day with Casey and Carl, and Casey owns this lot, there's a transformer down here, a possibly coming this way. And I don't think Casey's objection to that, except that from a city point of view, I'd like to see if this ever got developed at some point after Carl dies, and all of his descendants sell his property.
Right. Yeah. He's really good with work, Carl.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll sell it. That's okay. But I know very well that his inheritors will. Anyway, so I just felt like if the utilities were down there in that
trap,
in that pathway, then it would be there for future rather than kind of hitting this back and forth. So. I try to be careful. Now, there is one power pole for this. About here.
Right there. Yeah.
And then it goes on back to right here. Back over there and you move. So,
nice to be dropped in there and no power to it.
Right.
Is there a wind power and a bowling?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about it.
That's scary.
So I just got this. The fact you remember, when I think you were there when they put this bigger line here, you recall what about this line went back to there?
No, I don't. I don't.
there was a small one from his end, and that was large. So, because it was, I think it was just a small one.
Yeah, it was an ordinary one.
And we had a put a spot up in the fishing slot now. Yeah.
I would say this is fake, and this one has four, but I'm not sure.
If you go down, who bears the expense of all this? Or is there going to be, other than just...
Of
your easement, and your power lines, and your gas lines, and so forth.
Well, I pay for all of that.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted
to... So if there's an easement there, this is going to the property account.
Yeah,
so this is actually not one of them.
And it's going to be built out
of the county.
Here's what I
was told. It does have an easement. That's what I was concerned about.
Joe, so this says back here about $20 this property line. And when they surveyed this, Albert came up here, they had the survey marker to find out further than that zone, and he made a move back 22, which I thought that's what it was, and I don't know, we're trying to find out what's legally written.
Yeah, I mean, the survey states would definitely show that there's a low zone too there before they put it in.
So, Gary, what do you have there?
There's an easement for, this looks like the water line, this was done in 2010, probably when they did that water budget, and
then
it was.
So it
didn't have to be from the town. And it just says, here, it just says easement. It doesn't describe what for.
Is that on the top of the, is that on the first paragraph on page 2?
Right around the middle of the page. It says the perpetual easement shall be 15 feet in width, 7.5 feet on each side of the as constructed center line of said facility.
Okay, that all works as well?
Yeah.
So
we already had time to get it done.
Well, our long story is we just get a letter from the town saying that the Johnson Mountain Power can run the power to his shop.
Right.
Well,
I make the motion to give him the letter.
Second that,
his problem is well, then that was the point when we take a vote. All those in favor.
All right. Aye.
The vote is unanimous.
But if we do have an easement, then
yeah, it's great.
This was due to me, but we could use the public.
Is that one that I saved then that I thought drafted?
Carl, we don't want to waste any time. We got to keep powered up.
You want us to walk on the record? Hopefully I'll bring the levels up there. Somebody's up in that room for us. Why is this manual power up there?
If it's anybody's business, what will it cost to put the gas down to them? You got an estimate on that?
He said it was only going to be like $5,000 or $6,000 for the gas.
That reasonable? I thought it'd be more, a lot more than that.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I know the guy behind me, they paid quite a bit more.
Yeah.
They're like quite a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So Carl, when they put the gas and the power in, when they kind of dump a lot, so it doesn't cost too much and run. They come in and dig up one and do it, and the other one digs the line and does it again.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. They're not going to
get up there. I just want to have a hole.
Amanda, there's one of the last ones.
Yeah,
you're all living there now.
One of two.
Okay. Carl.
As far as
Delphi,
I
think it's not for a customer. You guys were glad you're here. So we'll now move to the next portion of the meeting where you'll turn to the back page of your agenda. And this is where we need to approve this last council planning zoning minutes from January 21. And I'm basically looking for a motion to approve those minutes where we dealt with Jason Jansen and his dirt road test and fabrication.
We need to go back and look at that. That's one we haven't been afraid of.
That's a town issue. Who's supporting that up there? Is he living in Stansbury there for longer than he should be? Okay.
So we have to go straight it out in Munsonville and everything will be just fine.
You can get away with it.
It's all over the town. We got some unruly ones behind us. Other than power.
He'll have power soon enough.
I think it was all neighbors without power. Keep a close eye on it.
That's true.
Not as close as Camp Gerald.
Oh boy.
that's a piece here.
And maybe that's something we need to go back to as far as what was allowed and what he's doing currently up there. I know it doesn't necessarily make, because at the time he was living in Gunnison.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize he was going to plan on living in Stansbury.
I think it was interesting to have a work meeting with the board of the bill, the town council, and the planning and zoning, and go through all of our ordinances and stuff. So we're kind of all on the
That's not a bad idea at all.
Same page, because there is an ordinance on Stansbury. So it passed a few years ago.
Another thing I'd like to do is go through the initial agreement was tied to a code that's used all number 10, and I think that's the state code.
Okay. So we need to revisit that, and that's dealing with the state specific.
Yeah, I think we need to verify that our ordinance match that.
Yeah, we do.
Verify code 10 with the state.
Because I think in the past, we just say, well, we want to make an ordinance come in, and we do it, and then nothing, we don't know.
Right.
Who enforces that? Who follows us? Who, yeah, we've got an ordinance, but.
You know, I wonder about that working meeting that you mentioned, as far as, is there a seat at the table that maybe representation is some irrigation?
I think at a later date, yeah. We'll do the bid revisit of all of our ordinance. We're all on the same page as we've been in. Because I know there is a lot of work to be done on that page.
Mayfield Town allows inspect business to maintain conditions. I don't know if anybody's been up there from the town. I know I have. That might be something. I know I've seen United Power, and we've connected that way, but I have not been to his business. Or check to see signage or parking lot or things of that nature. So I don't know, because we did award him a business license. How does this read out here, Ken?
Well, another item, and I don't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
A couple. That was really about the presentation to verify which goal we were using for the whole town. That was it.
Yeah, but I don't feel like an advertiser, but I mean, we could discuss it.
No, we need to have that put out on the next meeting, real quickly.
What Steve's talking about is that there's two rural agricultural zones. You can use, there's an R1 and an R2, so RR1 and RR2. The difference in those is that RR1 is single family dwelling, and RR2 is where the lab is up to. And we were in a situation that we were trying to avoid the problem,
right.
And the attorney suggested that rather than change zones at that time, we change RR2 to reflect his own single family well. That country is kind of overdone. We really ought to go back and use the zones the way they were assigned to be. And so right now, the town is built, this main highway to Maritime Garrison is rural commercial. Other than that, the whole town is RR2. And what we really ought to do is change the whole town to RR1 except its business quarter. And the decent advantage to that one is that RR2 allows for the streetscape, where you only have 8 feet on setback on one side, 12 on the other. RR1 actually requires 15 feet. It keeps the houses a little bit further away, protects our rural community much a little better. So that would be my recommendation, is that we look back and rezone the town. But in doing that, we're going to have to make some of the corrections in Zone 1, or RR1, that have already been made in RR2, like some of the manual units and some things like that.
And that might be a good time to talk about the rooster when we say, okay.
That would be one out of that. The problem is going to be there.
Okay. So we can put that forward.
But anyway, that's a suggestion that we try to do in our work, in my opinion.
I think it's a great idea. Okay. We'll keep that hot water.
Once they have a 15 feet on each side, would do well if we end up being able to secure a sewer system, getting the room to go down the side of the house.
Yeah.
Okay. That's more along the lines of what I was talking about. We did put a band-aid over that to avoid that situation, but memoir. So now
we have some back and
we'll get it here.
That's what I'm talking about. We need to.
We got to get everybody together.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, Adam and I talked about this the other day. The more I study and teach myself about water, the more I realize I don't know about water. And I would really like an opportunity to have, like, maybe a couple of training meetings with the committee here, and, you know, have an engineer in on it, and the irrigation company, and just so we understand the future and the possibilities. And, I mean, even a basic question for me here, we have a budget here, how many cups can we sell? I have no clue, you know. I just really have no idea what, you know, what our potential here in Mayfield, in the valley, as far as growth and development of culinary and irrigation water, which we saw tonight. And I think we kind of get in a situation like tonight where I don't feel confident to speak about the water situation or, you know, what our options are, because I don't understand them. And I think it'd be really nice if you kind of put together something, sit down and get trained on water. I know, Doug, you spoke about some one time, and I was talking to Paul Friedman about water designated for agriculture property. Remember that?
Well,
you know, just things like that.
Yeah,
like, it's kind of in the dark about. And I'd like to have more understanding of water and our options and, you know, can we force people buying water for property and letting them do
that. And I think Grant mentioned that if you see that water and irrigation right, I mean, there's only so many shares in that company.
For you, you're planning it, you know, I don't know what that magic number is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I agree.
Yeah.
Now, that's one of the questions even I have as we grow, and when they put the irrigation system in, they dedicated so many acres to that water.
Right. Yeah.
And, well, it's the whole thing. The whole thing. It's right around 3,000 acres. That's dedicated to our water rock. And so you can't just go out and develop land that was never dedicated to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes when you get houses that are built within the city limits, that
that we're not, it's never been irrigated before, and that's been limbo, and even in the irrigation company, is whether we allow, because this delta is, if you look at the reservoirs, they're not going, in fact, what's holding up this water project now, and
It's not going out that quarter share, you know, some years that quarter share is thousands of gallons and sometimes it's a cup full of water.
And that's right, the way it is.
We have to anticipate the worst when we make the decision for the future. And I'm just going to feel like I'm equipped to make some of that recommendations without that.
Yeah.
I know the town put in 2 building lots down by Robertson there, and I believe he's got irrigation
too.
Being on the planning commission, and then down the road all of a sudden, something we ruled on, and then I hear the variance committee who totally says, yeah, okay, go ahead and do it. And I'm like, sometimes it'd be nice for some communication there, and I didn't get blindsided by putting in these hours and doing field trips over to the state, and then all of a sudden, like, oh no, he said it's okay. And so, I don't like my time wasted, so I think it's just up front to go, don't bother with this because the variance committee is going to approve it anyway, or let the variance committee come and communicate with us and have a discussion.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know,
we need to work together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know it seemed like they were
trying to be honest. I think the variance in the last meeting that the talk to your the draw, but I said, oh, yeah, that's very interesting when he had to prove that. And I thought we, beyond reasonable doubt, decided that that didn't ever happen. And then, anyway, that's it.
Very nice. We need to keep training, because it's going to be training.
Would it be better to not make a ruling on any of those things on, for a variance?
Without
in order to get approval, it was 2 meetings process every time.
To do both of what they say is to get the appeals committee and the planning committee say, okay, let's decide. Then they include a kind of an anomaly that the state is what you'll allow. And so sometimes you got to deal with state issues as well, and so I think sometimes we allow a little bit of leeway. And I think that was a terrain issue, Janet, over there, where it was feasible. But let's get together like that. But I also like the idea of if you guys begin with the irrigation company and work out a plan. And what I might do is search out and see how many lots right now do not have water, purchased water. In other words, we got a lot of people who are renting water, but I'd like to see the lots that don't actually have water on them without using them now. I'll have to get with maybe Bill and capital that can identify the lots in town, just put a mark on so we have an idea of how many we're dealing with. I think there possibly could be money available to grants or something that could help us to the city to go ahead and purchase water and give the owners that they could then rent shares or all owns all that water.
Yeah, I think Denison City has about 600 shares.
And I think Manti has owned their water too.
Manti pipes it to the top, pipes water to the top, and you cannot take water off of
it.
I don't
know
about
it. So how is that getting treated then? on X number of shares that is divided equal between the property owner or the
franchise maker.
Are they prorated? Anybody prorated to the lot size?
I think you could overload water, but you had to have a little bit more water. So we don't take up too much time. Let's get that meeting set up and meet together. One other thing I did find out of the world, I went down to the Legion of Cities and Towns meeting last Thursday and Friday. One of the sections I went to was on legislative laws that were passed just recently by the state. And one of my things, I remember I was HB 98, but basically opened up the state to what's called internal accessory dwelling units, meaning that the state is setting up what they can allow you to finish an apartment in the basement, put an outside stairway to it, provide an extra parking stall on the lot for another family that lives in their basement, which is something that we don't allow, but the state overrode it. We've got to look at it and see what our ordinance would say about that, because we've got to October 1st to create an idea of what to do with that. I was listening to that meeting and I said, holy shoot. I'm not sure I understand enough about that, but I've got to see what that bill represented. So I'll try to get that bill. We'll get a copy of that thing printed for each other so you can read what it says. We'll get a hold of the people up there to the Utah Legion of Cities and Towns, see if they can help us understand. But we basically, I think you can control it. What they talked about is that you could actually put a section in the town that you could allow that in you have to maintain a minimum of about 25%. And they talked about if you have multiple zones, you can allow it in a certain number of zones. And so I'll find more information out there and give it to you.
Well, that's something that maybe when we start looking at when we have to go back to our zone and allocating that within, I don't know, Grant, what are your thoughts?
I think that the Utah League, the president of the Utah League, Utah League cities and towns would have an answer to it.
That's who presented that deal now, then. So I'll get with them and get the information so we know what we got to do.
And I don't know if they do. If the Legion City and Towns work like the School Board Association, when they rebuild some of that, and they would rely on the family and say, okay, here's an example policy to the school.
Yeah.
And then they just fill it in. And
I'll put it down.
See if I can get that. So I'm going to jump back to Steve. Any other thoughts on that moving forward? We know we're going to put some things together as far as some training on committee together. That's something we'll work through in the future. The last agenda item is the approval of minutes. January 21st meeting. If a conditional, there's conditional uses there described in the nine things. Basically, I wonder if we need to follow up with some of these conditions.
So if those conditions aren't being met, you do follow up.
Okay.
So that doesn't affect the minutes.
No. No. Do you need the minutes? He just needs the motion on these minutes. I'll make the motion to approve the minutes. I can't, Grant. Thank you. I've been waiting for him to stop me. I'm going. Thank you. With motion seconded to approve the minutes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Go ahead,
Tom.
That's what she's been looking for.
Okay. That was great. All of a sudden, on a trend, I'm going to check it.
believe, I see if there is, we have some that we want to come out and help us with some training as well. And I think it's really, I'll talk with our water guy.